brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The type of news report we ought to do. I just mentioned at the end of the last hour, you go to the National Archive and read all of George Washington's letters. There's hundreds of them in there, scans of them, but you can read the letters on the Illuminati. I think there's like five of them in there where he's warning people about the Illuminati taking over, trying to take over Masonry, how dangerous they are, how they're Jacobins. The French Revolution was going then, and how they were Satanist. And then you realize that they then had the movement here to kick them out of the U.S. That became the anti-Masonic party. And then by 1832, they came over here and set up Skull and Bones to try to take over Masonry again. And the general public just blamed Masonry out of hand. And again, I'm not defending Masonry. I'm not a Mason. I've had a lot of family that were Masons. I've had family that were 33rd degree Masons. There's a reason Texas is called the Lone Star State. It was a Masonically founded state, and the apple of world masonry's eye. And they believe predestined to do something special in the future. But the point is that it's all a deception. And it's true that masonry is pre-Christian. And they like to go back to Solomon and Solomon's secrets. The most knowledgeable man who ever lived, as the Bible calls him, son of David, to say, oh, that's where we come from. We're Christian. But you go above that. It's all the mystery schools of Babylon, of Greece, but really Egypt is the root. And I'm fair with the Masons because I'm not in a war against the Masons. I would rather have them wake up to the fact that their darker roots have sprung forth into their body and taken over the body, and that, to use their words, of the 33rd degree Mason, they are out of balance, big time, big time. And, of course, the truth is there is no balance to it. You start saying, oh, there's balance. Oh, Lucifer can give us knowledge. Lucifer is the twin of Christ. You start getting into those areas, ladies and gentlemen, very, very destructive. I just stay out of it. And just get my heart right with God. It's that relationship that matters, especially in times like these. Because you get into all this sorcery, and you get into all the things these people are involved in, it will destroy you. You can't wear the Ring of Mordor and use it for good. It's best to stay out of all that stuff. But I don't judge people that are part of those ancient orders. And most of them are good. That's how the evil operates, is it gets the best men around it, believing they're part of something good so that they can be controlled and watched. And that's what's going on with the Masons. If you just come out and say all the Masons are behind closed doors drinking blood, 99% of Masons, literally, or 99.9, have no idea there's 360 degrees. They have no idea that humans go up into the high hundreds. And then it's princes and principalities and deities, angels, that sit on the other points. And that Skull and Bones, they worship Eulogia, the goddess. But that's only the white mask they wear. The dark mask, they worship Shaitan, Satan, the devil, Beelzebub. And that's been leaked, that's come out. That doesn't mean everybody who's even been part of that, when they do the rituals of possession, actually are given over to the entities. You want heavy Illuminati, folks? I can give it all to you. I know pretty much all of it. All right, we're going to come back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of this break, getting heavy here as we talk about World War III. And we'll get into our top story today when we return on the other side of this quick break. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I want to open the phones up right now in this second hour to get your take on all the bombshell information we just covered. You've got Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, coming out and saying U.S., not Al-Qaeda's Air Force. That's in Politico, up on InfoWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. Putin does not rule out approving serious strike with evidence Assad used poison gas. He says the evidence points towards the rebels, but if you can show the evidence, I will support a strike. And diplomatically, no one will talk to him, even though there's a big international meeting about to start over in Russia that's hosted by Putin. So the West literally pushing towards World War III. You have the neocons pushing Obama. Kerry says that he holds objectors responsible for any future atrocities in Syria. So see, just like Sandy Hook, any kids are ever shot, it's your fault. Doesn't matter, gun deaths are down by 61%, gun violence down by 51%, other crimes involving firearms down by 49%, Justice Department's own numbers. Doesn't matter. It's your fault people are being shot. And it's your fault somebody gassed some people over there, and Kerry's saying it's 1,400, it's now 400, and all the evidence points towards the rebels. It's your fault. Didn't you hear? Didn't you get the memo? Didn't you get the news? Weren't you told? You do what they say, or you're guilty. So you get behind this war. And then meanwhile, we have Democratic congresswomen and others coming out saying they're going to vote for the war out of loyalty to Obama. And we've got Chris Matthews saying Dems should vote for war to save Obama. And here is that clip with Chris Matthews.
I think the Democrats are going to be forced to sacrifice men and women who really, really don't want to vote for this. And they're going to have to vote for it to save the president's hide. That's a very bad position to put your party.
Okay, now we're going to queue up Ted Cruz here saying U.S., not al-Qaeda's Air Force, because 60-plus percent of the forces out of nine groups fighting, seven of the groups are al-Qaeda affiliated or actual al-Qaeda. Folks, in, not just in Syria, but in Libya and in Egypt. We've shown these videos on InfoWars. We've done news reports on it. Most of the time, because that's the coolest group to be part of, according to them, they have al-Qaeda flags, the black flag that says the group of al-Qaeda, the al-Qaeda flag, and sometimes they say the Bin Laden Brigade. They put the name Osama Bin Laden in Arabic, and then they sing his name into battle. We got video of tanks flying al-Qaeda flags in Syria. CNN calls them protesters. Imagine if you attacked a building with a tank, they'd call you a protester. No, they call you a terrorist. It's all out there. It's totally insane. So here's Ted Cruz calling it like it is. All we have to do is rediscover reality, say what it is. Yeah, it was crazy 2.5 years ago for us to say our government was running al-Qaeda. Now we forced it out in the mainstream. Now it's safe for other people. We're going to get to Rush Limbaugh after this, but here is Chris Matthews. Ted Cruz, we just played Chris Matthews. Ted Cruz, U.S., not al-Qaeda's Air Force. Here it is.
Look, we certainly don't have a dog in the fight.
Right.
Civil war between Sunnis and Shiites in the Middle East.
Which has been going on for centuries. It's nothing new.
Right. We're not going to resolve the tensions over there, and the last thing we ought to be doing is sending our sons and daughters into harm's way to get in the middle of this sectarian civil war. We should be focused on defending the United States of America. That's
right.
Why young men and women sign up to join the military, not to as you note, serve as al-Qaeda's air force.
Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. So there is that clip. Now I'm going to cover some news, and then we're going to go back into some of the clips. I haven't played Rush Limbaugh yet. In fact, maybe we should play that right now. The full 15-minute clip is up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This got picked up by a lot of media yesterday after our own Julie Wilson wrote about it. I appreciate listeners sending us the YouTube clip that had just been uploaded at the end of the show yesterday, breaking this down. But good for Rush Limbaugh when shown overwhelming evidence that this is a false flag to point out it did come out a week before in the news. There's about to be game-changing events in Syria for the U.S. intervention. And then the evidence, there's video of it, of the al-Qaeda forces loading the chemical weapons mortars on the mortar platforms to fire them. Here's Rush Limbaugh yesterday.
There's a growing volume of new evidence from numerous sources in the Middle East, mostly affiliated with the Syrian opposition and its sponsors and supporters, which makes a very strong case based on solid circumstantial evidence that the August 21st, 2013 chemical strike in the Damascus suburbs was indeed a premeditated provocation. It looks like there was U.S. intel involvement dating a week before the alleged chemical weapons attack in meetings that were anticipating a war-changing event. So we could be looking here at a frame job. Available data puts the horror in a different and disturbing light, meaning it's not Bashar doing the horrible things. It's the rebels nerve-gassing themselves, framing Bashar, setting him up, so that the al-Qaeda guys win, and then we end up on the side of al-Qaeda. You've heard that being speculated about. If indeed This is a frame job. Look at how well it's being run. I'm not attaching any weight in this to what they have said. It just, to me, it's coincidental. On Saturday, I get these two notes from friends of mine who've done business in the Middle East, in Syria. Just do not think this, that they know Assad. They cannot believe that he would do this.
Well, plus when he's going to be invaded and thrown out of power. They've been fighting for 2.5+ years, winning. And then the West is openly framing him. And I don't agree with Limbaugh here on one point, that Obama's doing a great job. This is falling flat on its face. You got Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Pat Buchanan, and all these other people saying it looks like a false flag staged event. You've got the rebels so shoddy when it comes to their work that they, you know, want to upload hero videos of themselves showing they did it, as the Al-Qaeda jihadi clowns always do. And it's just all collapsing. But the problem is they may do something big to get them out of this crisis. I want to hear from listeners. I want to hear from police. I want to hear from military. I want to hear from everybody about what you think about this situation now. And by the way, in Senate testimony, former Senator John Kerry said, oh, we want authorization for boots on the ground because Syria may implode. They've been trying to implode it, to divide it in at least two parts, probably three. That's Brzezinski's plan. That has always been the plan by these pieces of trash. And they know that Syria, when back to the wall, will fire missiles at Israel. They've said, we'll never use our legal, lawful chemical weapons unless Israel, that's pushing for this, attacks us through proxies, through the U.S. and others, then we may attack you. And folks, Israel, when that happens, is going to, they've said they're going to start nuking people. Now, again, I know most Israelis I talk to on the phone who call in, and people I know, they're Jewish here in Austin, Texas, think this is all madness. When we say Israel's doing this, or we say America's doing this, or NATO's doing this, the out-of-control kleptocrats that are running things are doing this. Now, the leaders of the Knesset and even Netanyahu's people came out a few days ago and said, look, we can handle Syria if something goes on. You know, we'll back your strike if you do it, but you don't have to do a strike. So I think Israel's even getting cold feet in this, because the Iranians folks have got medium-range missiles, and there's a good chance that they're going to fire them at Israel. And I know a lot of good old boys go, ah, good, let's attack another country. I don't like them Arabs or them Persians. Our government overthrew with the British in 53 a secular pro-America leader to put bad people in charge. There was an attack, what was it, in 1989, another in 90, blowing up a bunch of battleships and stuff that the, look up Operation Praying Mantis, I think that's the name, I'm going from memory. Look up U.S. strike on Iran, U.S. naval strike on Iran, biggest U.S. naval engagement since World War II is one of the headlines. You can see the gun pod video of blowing up the battleships and missile cruisers. They didn't want Iran to have a navy. They just blew up their navy. And Iran put up with that. I mean, Iran, and I'm not romanticizing them, and I don't want to live in Iran, and I don't want to live under the mullahs, and I'm a Christian. The point is, they're not here running my life. They're not putting face scanning cameras up. They're not trying to teach five-year-olds in public school how to have anal sex. I'm sorry to say that, but it's even worse than that, as Obama has openly pushed. They don't have Jocelyn Elders over here trying to teach three-year-olds how to masturbate. And I'm sorry to talk like that. These are all a bunch of sick freaks, folks. These are scumbags, okay? They are demonic, pervert nutcases who are mentally ill and who like to do crazy things. And that's what mentally ill people do. So I want to get your take, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Yeah, there's the headline. Did I say first grade? I'm sorry, it's worse. Obama is mandating, there's the CBS headline, they're mandating the Department of Education sexual training for kindergartners. Did I say first graders? I'm sorry, it's worse. I just can't even handle this anymore. Keep your dirty, stinking mitts, MSNBC, off the little kids, you pervs. Now, they're the ones that say your kids belong to them. How about my fist belongs upside your head if you try to touch kids? How's that sound? How about you freaks? With all your perverted cartoons and your stuff, how about we stop watching you and listening to you? How about everybody shuns you? How about everybody mentally mentally has a break with you and prays for God to judge you. How about God judges you instead of us? How about we all say a prayer for judgment to be brought down on your heads?
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There's a huge and hushed-up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef, the number 5mm.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with SimpliSafe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust SimpliSafe to protect your family. SimpliSafe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your SimpliSafe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com.
This is the end. Beautiful prayer. This is the end. My only friend. The end.
Of our elaborate plans, the end.
Elaborate plans, the end. Of everything that stands, the end. No safety, no surprise, the end. I'll never look into your eyes
again.
Again.
future, what will be so limitless and free? Well, it won't be limitless and free for John Kerry. Not the place he's going, not the spirit he's bought into. Stranger's hands. Oh, it's a desperate land right now with the globalists wanting to flex their muscles worldwide. They want world government. They want global domination. They want it right now. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Your phone calls are coming up in the next segment. I was correct from memory. It was Operation Praying Mantis. It was an attack April 18th, 1988, by U.S. naval forces within Iranian territorial waters in retaliation for the Iranian mining of the Persian Gulf during the Iran-Iraq War and the subsequent damage to an American ship. Yeah, how dare Iran try to repulse the U.S.-funded Iraqi seven-year war that killed over 1.5 million Iranians. Another thing, how dare those Iranians not like their government overthrown, then the Ayatollahs put in by the CIA, then double-cross them, then fund Saddam to attack them for 7 years, kill 1.5 million of them. Then they tried to fight back, and the U.S. blew up all their ships. Yeah! Yeah! Get tough, Iran! Take some more, Iran! You're bad. The TV told me so. You deserve to be nuked. We need World War III. Let's have it with Russia, too. They deserve it. And it goes on and on and on. If Iran was trying to make me buy government health care and double premiums so the government could cut off the type of health care I'd get, I'd hate them. If Iran was trying to take my guns, I would hate them. If Iran was trying to send our sons and daughters off for lying wars to die for globalists, I'd hate them. If they were trying to make me take deadly vaccines on record to dumb me down, I would hate them. If they were putting fluoride in my water on record, Harvard studies, to brain damage me, I would hate them. If Syria was doing any of that, I'd hate them. I'd call for war with them because they did something to me. Let me tell you who's done something to me. It's the New World Order. Let me tell you who's done something to you. It's the New World Order. They have sucked us dry to build this world government and to commit crimes all over the planet in our names. And every time some country, whether it's Brazil or whether it's Iran or whether it's an African country, tries to build an infrastructure and tries to have a better life, the New World Order goes in there with our troops and our name and our young people that join the CIA and other groups to sabotage those countries because nobody's allowed to have nothing but the New World Order. And now the New World Order is shutting off our power plants. Now they're shutting off our infrastructure. Now they're bankrupting our dollar. They're going to do to us what they've done to everybody else, ladies and gentlemen. They are the plague. They are the enemy. They are the scourge. And I've had enough of it. And that's why everybody's turning against the New World Order now, because they get it's all lies, it's all death, its fruits are poison. You make a deal with these guys, you get absolutely hammered. People are tired of being screwed over, and they know both parties are working for the same globalists now. I mean, hallelujah that Ted Cruz is coming out and Rand Paul and Ron Paul. And I told you, even though Ron Paul lost the two elections, the idea of liberty and common sense and fighting false flag and the government shipping in the drugs and all that is now commonplace. And people have a choice now. They know the New World Order is doing it. They know it's the author of our problems because there's opposition. Resistance is victory. And we've been here with opposition, criticizing their programs, criticizing their lies, criticizing their frauds, criticizing the things they're doing, pointing out their lies. We're there and we're shutting them down. The Pentagon admits that. Brzezinski admits it. Hillary admits it. We are now on top of the New World Order, smashing its teeth in, ramming its nose off its face, ripping its ears off, gouging its eyeballs in. You understand that? But the problem is they're going to launch something even bigger. But I'm telling you, if this was Hitler, he's in the bunker. I'm telling you, we just got to push this all the way and know when they nuke a city or something, it's them. In fact, even if there's nuclear war, after it all happens, remember, the New World Order did it. Go dig them out of their bases. Bring them to justice, whoever's left. Never forget you heard this transmission. We're going to come back, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to get into the big top story I haven't covered yet, then your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, we are back live. Your phone calls are coming up. And then I'm going to play the first ever speech of Vladimir Putin in English. He's now addressing the world. Matt Drudge is calling him the leader of the free world on his Twitter. At Drudge. You can follow us at Real Alex Jones. Just simply amazing. But our top story that I mentioned in the first hour that's red-linked up on Infowars.com is exclusive. High-level source confirms secret U.S. nuclear warhead transfer by Anthony Gucciardi and Alex Jones. So the tip came into me, and Anthony and I wrote this story together yesterday. This source came directly into us. The source has been known by us for a decade or so. A high-level source inside the military has now confirmed to us that Dyess Air Force Base in Texas is actively moving nuclear warheads to the east coast of the United States in a secret transfer that has no paper trail. According to the high-level military source, who has a strong record of continually being proven correct in deep military activity, The Dice Air Force commander authorized, this person was there, folks, unknown parties to transfer the nuclear warheads to an unknown location inside South Carolina, where the warheads will then be picked up and potentially utilized. This is a particular interest not only due to the fact that the Syrian situation has escalated to the point, a very realistic hot war scenario, as USA Today reported, but due to the fact that Dyess has repeatedly denied the existence of nuclear warheads inside the base, we should probably add, since the 1980s when they were removed under treaty. I happened, and everything we were given was confirmed because Weldon Henson was in the Air Force and worked on the B-1s and F-16s, and he was there for years at the base. But again, you can go to InfoWars.com and see this story red-linked there on the site so you can read it for yourself, and that the weapons were reportedly moved in the 80s under treaty. They're not allowed to be at that base. And that he'd seen Russian inspectors there before looking in the B-1 bombers, the B-1Bs, to make sure they had the braces put in them so they couldn't carry the large hydrogen bombs. And I went and talked to Weldon Henson again, who's worked in my office for 6 years, and he confirmed a lot of what we were told by our source. The brief report from the top-level military source, which was written in a rush to get the information out, reads, Dyess is beginning to move out nuclear warheads today. I got a tap from Dermo earlier. He said it was the first time they had been ever acknowledged since being put there in the 80s. No signature was required for transfer. There was no directive. He said that the Dyess commander was on site to give authority for release. No one knew where they were really going, but the truck driver said to take that they were to be taken to South Carolina, and another pickup would then take them from there, was the quote. I'm reading what was sent to us, and then we made a call about it. The fact that the transfer was not signed for and there were no papers is key. It shows how the military is now secretly operating with the transfer of nuclear weapons. And what's more, we know that Dermo, a military base in Florida, is a hotbed of special operations. Why is Dermo operating the nuclear warheads out of Dyess Air Force Base with no paper trail? This shows this is a highly secretive Black Ops style move, and that the military does not want it on record. And then he goes through some of the examples of what's at the base, the B-1B bombers. All of this is absolutely incredible. Now, again, this could just be moving them somewhere to be put on aircraft that are then going to be flown to the Middle East. But the issue with that is then they're signed for, it's on record, they're loaded generally on the aircraft that are going to be flying to the Middle East or on a transport aircraft to move them to the Middle East. You don't just have them not signed for. That's why base security and others were really upset. But the base commander was there to say this is authorized, and everybody had their mouths hanging open as these nukes drove off the base to South Carolina. I mean, who even knows if that's true, ladies and gentlemen? And I wish that this report was not from an accurate source. And again, you can go to InfoWars.com where we have the article posted, and please send this on to your friends and family. And you can scroll through and see shots from satellite of the nuke bunkers they had from back in the 80s. You can scroll through and see the B-1 bombers, all of it that left over a week ago and have it come back. And also the B-2 bombers out of Missouri left and haven't come back. And then, of course, we have an image of a Fukushima survivor, not Fukushima, excuse me, a Hiroshima survivor from 1945 of what I guess survivors have to look forward to who aren't killed by the initial blast. That was atomic weapons. Of course, now they're hydrogen and beyond. But look, he's enjoying his food there. You know, I actually admire people that have had their entire faces burned off, like that Japanese man who was a boy at the time, who can still enjoy life and smile through it all, and you know, has a beautiful heart, even though all the skin was burned off being in the Hiroshima blast. There's quite a few Japanese that walk around looking just like that. Absolutely insane. So the story goes on to break down the different facets of it. Remember in 2007, cruise missiles came up missing from Minot, North Dakota, and they were being shipped down to Louisiana, and there was a big freak out in the military, and a bunch of people died at the Dakota base who were witnesses. They died of suicide, car wrecks, in the week after, and then they had to admit, okay, the nukes were accidentally shipped, and the paperwork wasn't signed. So, see, people at these bases know you're not just to have nukes just go on an airplane and there's no record of it, or they're just to be sent by airplanes down to another state with no paperwork. They know to blow the whistle. And so I hope people don't start dying over this. Hope I don't, you know, get pulled over tonight and get shot in the head by a police officer or struck by a bolt of lightning. Yeah, there it is from Wikipedia, the United States Air Force nuclear weapons incident. And again, I don't ever believe Wikipedia, but it has a big bibliography at the bottom. You can scroll down. It's a Strategic Air Command, one of the main bases in the U.S. B-52 bombers are there as well. Air Force Global Strike Command. And if you scroll down to the bottom, you can read about the Minot base and the cruise missiles that were loaded, the stealth cruise missiles that were loaded on the aircraft to be shipped down. And then go to the bottom, that has the bibliography right there for everybody. The response by the government to the incident, the hearings, the commissions, what went on. But don't worry, all those that helped load them, they all died real fast. So we'll never find out exactly what happened. Yeah, and there's the mainstream news articles. That's a Daily Mail article mirrored at Infowars.com. Go back and you can show some of the other bibliographed areas. Thank you, crew. And again, if you hear me talking about all this and you're a radio listener, go to Infowars.com while you listen, /show. We have the free video feed, the free podcast, the free iPhone and Android apps, and the free newsletter, all of that. By the way, we're going to send out today the September issue of the new magazine that gets into political correctness and how it's the ultimate tyranny, chock full of examples. Great way to deprogram politically correct people. You can buy it at cost in groups of 10 up to 100 at cost, or get a year subscription, and the shipping's included in the cost to ship it out. And it's not bad to make money. We need to make money to fund our operation. But this is purely a tool to wake people up. We've got an activist pack with business cards with InfoWars and the websites at cost. We can sell to you with bumper stickers and magazines and pins. Like, you know, tell your friends and family, hey, boss, or hey, employee, or hey, neighbor, or hey, pastor, here's a pin. Check out InfoWars.com. Or hey, here's a big color glossy magazine with all these graphics and everything. Learn about political correctness. Or tell me what you think about this. Believe me, everybody's going out of print. We go into print. Our answer to the internet kill switch. These are like books that you can buy for a dollar a piece or less. Big color magazine, 60 pages to give people. It's tailor made like a super citizen's rule book. InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. This is life changing info. The globalists have done everything they can to try to suppress this. And everybody needs to become a PrisonPlanet.tv member to see the Higher Def Daytime Show, to see the Nightly Show, all the films, expanded extras. The site really works great. We've really upgraded it. There's 18 years of material. It's been around for almost 11 years. One membership for $5.95. 11 people can log in with the same membership simultaneously to watch the nightly news, 7 o'clock every night, you name it. So if you have a membership, be sure and share it. If you've not become a PrisonPlanet.tv member, become one today. If you have procrastinated, and not become a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you are insane. YouTube and all of them are always censoring us. We still put our stuff out there. So you kind of pay it forward. You fund us to run the operation. Then we allow all our stuff to be shared openly everywhere. Sure, you can get all my stuff for free, not in higher def, in many cases, but it doesn't matter. Fund us in the info war. It's an absolute imperative. You are insane if you don't get a subscription to InfoWars magazine. You're crazy if you don't read it and then give it to friends and family or leave it at the dental office or whatever. I'm going to your calls. The point is that we need you to buy the ProPure water filters, the best unit out there, side-by-side comparisons, InfoWarsShop.com, and get the Pro One systems with it to cut out the fluoride, the glyphosates. It's got the lowest price. It's the best system. And then it funds us. Win, 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 win. That's why we've got such good luck, folks, is because we are good. We love God. We have providence. And we only try to do moral good things. And that's why we have the best products at the best prices at InfoWarsStore.com, because we believe in everybody winning. So please go there, buy a bunch of the great products. You need it all to wake people up and for your own health. InfoWarsHealth.com. Just support InfoWars. We need the funds to go to the next level. I'm spending old capital, the emergency backup funds, to go to the next level. And I don't care, because I can feel in my guts it's all coming to a head. But we need your support now more than ever. With all this incredible news going on, who else is going to have the guts to put this out? I'm not bragging, hey, we got guts. I'm a maniac, folks. I absolutely am like an attack dog. I'm like a trained German shepherd that's trained if somebody breaks in the house to attack them. I mean, I literally am born to go after these people. I absolutely enjoy the fact that they could come after me. I'm not worried about it. Whatever happens, it's in God's hands. I don't pray to God to protect me. I pray to God that His will be done. Now, in times of weakness, I do pray that my children be protected, but that's weak. I need to just put it all in God's hands and have faith, and I do. I'm 100% in, all in. God, give me strength to be good. God, give me strength to be articulate, but I'm in. I need you to be in with me. I need you to stand right beside me, committed. And that means spreading the word about the broadcast. That means buying the products, folks, because we're not funded by taxpayer money like MSNBC and the rest of the state-run media. We are 110% going in. And we couldn't have done what we've done, I realize, without all of you spreading the word. Thank God for you. Without folks like Drudge Report helping us, George Norrie helping us, all the people there that wanted justice and knew we were telling the truth, who really helped magnify what InfoWars has done. All of you, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your support. And we'll give it right back to you, because we're all in this together. That's what kinship is all about. It isn't about race. It isn't even about religion in the final equation. It's about humanity standing for justice and people that want justice and truth, who value that above everything else, and who don't like liars and scum and don't like bullies and con artists. We stand together, and it's time for us to get aggressive, and we're doing it, and you're seeing it happen. But now is the maximum danger. So I'd pray to God, if I was you out there, to open other people's eyes and to have Providence move to save this country and the world from this great darkness and to give us a reprieve, time to wake up others. And all these fake devil churches, they say, oh, no, don't even pray about what's happening. Don't worry about abortion. Don't worry about the war. Don't worry about all the corruption. God's going to handle it. It's the end of the world. You're going to be raptured. Even if all that was true, which I don't believe it is. What a cop-out. The whole Bible is about who will stand up for me against the wicked ones. Who will stand against the tyrants? All the prophets, Christ, our Lord and Savior, stood against the tyrants, went against the tyrants, didn't follow the orders of the king, didn't follow the orders of Herod, didn't follow the orders of the money changers. And then they tell you, just go along with it. Ladies and gentlemen, God's going to say, I didn't know you. I mean, I'm worried about you so-called Christians out there that think you're just going to go make money all day and party and, you know, all week long. And I'm not judging you, by the way. I'm judging your inaction. That's what God really looks at, I'll tell you right now. And then you just go to church and feel like you're good people. Okay? You're not good. Okay? If you're not warning people about vaccines, if you're not warning people about fluoride, and maybe you're saying, well, I don't know if that's true. Well, get up off your butt and go find out it's true. It's all there. And then warn people. Warn people. Go protest in an abortion clinic. I'm going to tell you right now, you do not have the Spirit of the living God in you if you are not burning a flame in the mind, a flame in the heart. If you aren't on fire to resist tyrants. Let me tell you something, folks. You don't have it. I'm going to tell you. I'm warning you here. Okay? And you know it's true, okay? You know who you're really with. You know who you really serve. You know you're going to be destroyed, okay? You know that. I'd get your heart right with God right now. I'm going to tell you right now. There are no atheists in foxholes. You're all in a foxhole. You're being attacked by the fluoride. You're being attacked by the GMO. You're being attacked by the propaganda. Your kids, they're trying to corrupt them so they never develop spiritually. They want to ruin them with just Satanism and devilry and sex all over everywhere. Not because, oh, I'm a square and can't handle it. Oh, you just can't handle it. No, I know, folks. And the point is, they want to just marinate your children in the world so that they never develop. They want to stunt their development so that they never develop, because they want weak, damaged people. You're going to let them abuse your children? You're going to let the world have its way? And look, I'm not judging you. I'm worldly. I fly out of control. I'm a man. I say mean things on air. And it's because I am in the, not the equivalent, I am in a fight, ladies and gentlemen. What you see here on air is somebody frustrated, seeing the enemy, committing all these crimes, seeing all the evil taking place, and I'm like a bull in a slaughterhouse pen, watching other bulls and cows have their throats slit. And I am just, and if I could wake up the other cattle here, we could get out of this, and I am ramming up against the cage bars, ladies and gentlemen. I am doing everything I can. I got slobber coming out my mouth, snot coming out my nose. I am, my eyes are just bloodshot. I'm talking about spiritually here. I am just watching these devils operate. They're uncloaked, folks. I've got the glasses on. I see them. Formaldehyde face. And I am sick of them. And I know how weak they are. And how we just spiritually give them power over us. And then these crawling, degenerate, stinking. John Kerry, all these globalists, they have the smell of rotting dead children about them spiritually. I can smell them spiritually. Okay, you understand? I can't look at them. They are giant dead animals. You understand that? They are the scum of the universe. They will go to hell.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer but the fool on the hill.
By the way, if you're a TV viewer, you can see the unclassified headquarters, U.S. Army Integrity Service Excellence document that I have right here. Major General Doug Rayburg, investigating officer, from the, it was secret, they declassified it a few years ago, of the missing nuclear weapons, where they, by the way, they killed everybody who was witnesses. It was a dirty operation. We believe for a false flag. Now nukes have gone missing again. So, according to our source. And I wonder if anybody's going to do anything about it. Advanced cruise missile, air-launched cruise missiles missing. And now it's reported warheads missing that weren't even supposed to be at the Dyess Air Force Base. I said I'd go to your calls. We got a guest coming up in 30 minutes, but I'm going to go to your calls the next 30 minutes. I've got a bunch of clips I haven't gotten to yet. I almost start hyperventilating on air now. I mean, I the problem is I can't get the general public to get upset like they should be. I mean, there should be 50 million people on the streets right now protesting this World War III thing. Everyone should be freaking out. But the Republican and Democratic parties are run by a bunch of crazy bankers and globalists who think they're above the law. But the British government says, we don't care how many attacks there are, we're not going to attack now. Because the Syrians and the Iranians are going to hit Israel, and then Israel's going to hit them, and then there's a good chance nuclear war is going to break out. Folks, do you really want to die? Also, a bunch of globalists can play world domination. Leave Syria alone! They didn't do anything except get invaded by Al-Qaeda on our dime. We should be apologizing to them. And I'm not romanticizing Assad, but they didn't start the fight, and it's wrong! Excuse me. So I go to your calls. I just get so upset. So upset. There's missing nuclear weapons. I'm sick of it. Bunch of crazy people. I mean, you take one look at Obama and all those narcissists. You take one look at those shallow scum at that committee hearing. They are a bunch of people on power trips. And they need to be stopped. They are a menace. They are a menace. A menace. And the good news is, you've got all these prominent people coming out saying it's a false flag and saying we're working with Al-Qaeda and saying it's to save Obama's bacon. And the Democrats are even admitting that and saying, well, we better save his bacon. Save his bacon? How about save our bacon? What is your problem out there, people? You've lived so long under freedom, you don't appreciate anything. I'm talking to people that support the New World Order. You're morons. The New World Order is the biggest fraud to ever hit this planet. The New World Order is the... Look at everything they do. They're a bunch of bad people. Anything they do is bad. They're rounding up homeschoolers that have fled here because homeschooling is illegal in a bunch of European countries, mainly Germany's, is the main case. And when the people come here, I mean, we're talking scientists, doctors, people come here with the proper visas, Homeland Security grabs them and ships them back to Germany where the parents are put in prison for homeschooling. And the children are taken and then drugged by the state to where they're not mentally ill anymore. Last week's warrant in Germany when they SWAT teamed teenage homeschoolers with these incredibly prominent, you know, well-to-do scientist parents and everybody. It's always like, you know, the most intelligent want to homeschool their kids. They SWAT team them, a homeschooling group, and then the judge put in the warrant. And if the kids give you any trouble, use lethal force. They're cult members. They believe their parents are their guardian. You can read the German translation in the newspapers. I mean, and our sick, filthy government thinks the kids belong to them and agrees with Germany, and it's Hitler-era law on the state running the kids.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.